case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
The pasta challenge, the Ballarat pasta challenge we spoke about.
Yes, it's been starting over this week and now it is officially up and running. You can go and vote, you can go and taste, you can do all the things.
Oh, yeah.
There's a bunch of different businesses around Ballarat taking part. One of those businesses is my guilty pleasure, Mr. Tim Bone and his Toasties, and he's on the phone. Good morning.
Morning, Josh. Morning, Maddie. How you going, guys?
Yeah, look, we're doing well. I'm on the Commerce Ballarat website at the moment. There's a whole heap of different pasta dishes. What is yours? What one are you bringing to the table?
Yeah, so, Josh, for the pasta challenge, my entry is, of course, it's got to be a toasty, but I had to throw some pasta in the mix, so I'm doing a duck mac and cheese toasty called the Mighty Duck, which I'm pretty excited about. I haven't done this one before. And it's, pretty epic.
There's a photo of it here, and it's you're spooning it out, which just looks amazing.
Yeah, just think ooey gooey mac and cheese with beautiful roasted shredded duck and Salt Kitchen bacon through it. I mean, it's sort of a heart attack in a toasty, but it's going to be delicious.
Well, it's also just carbs on carbs, which I love, and I am absolutely obsessed. As soon as you said that you were doing this, I was like, I need to get my hands on one of them.
Yep.
Now, part of the Ballarat Pasta Challenge is everyone going out and trying all the different ones that are around town and stuff like that. So how can people get their hands on yours?
Yeah, it's a fantastic initiative from Commerce Ballarat to try and encourage people to support the local hospitality business, which, of course, is... getting ravaged at the moment with these lockdowns. So, I encourage people not only to get one of my toasties, but to get out, order some takeaway this weekend, look up on the Commerce Ballarat or check out on my socials at Timbone Food with what's going on. But, you can get my duck mac and cheese toasty, my entry into the pasta challenge, only on Deliver because I'm not at the farmer's market tomorrow just because it's still running, but... I just didn't want to encourage hundreds of people to come up and congregate and get a toasty. I thought, keep people at home so you can order a toasty on the Deliver app and website and get a hot duck toasty delivered straight to your home in the morning. You don't even have to get out of your PJs.
Yeah, that's right. So what we're going to do next, Tim is going to stick around and I am going to pitch some ideas to Tim, okay?
Yes, because he is a chef.
Yes.
He's very famous for toasties, but he's very talented in other aspects. So you've got some ideas you want a chef's approval on?
I'd love some chef's approval.
Okay.
We're going to pitch him some, I'm going to pitch him some ideas after this one from Tom Grennan. Stick around, Tim. Tim Bone is on the phone. And he's doing a pasta, a roasted duck and mac and cheese toasty for the pasta challenge. I thought I would pitch some of my own ideas to him. You came up yesterday, Maddie, with the pie.
The carbonara pasta pie. I want to see it done. I feel like I could make it at home by myself, but I don't have a pie maker and things like that. So someone else needs to do it. But you've apparently come up with some ideas you want to pitch to a chef, and who better than... Tim Bone.
That's right. Tim is on the phone. Okay, Tim, what about a ravioli sausage roll?
Ravioli sausage roll. I like it. I'm just trying to picture it in my head.
I'm really confused by this too.
Don't worry, Tim. I couldn't picture it either.
Because technically isn't a sausage roll already ravioli? Because the idea of ravioli is you put a filling and then you wrap it in something.
It's pastry with me. I guess you're right.
Do you have any other ideas?
I'm very
intrigued anyway.
I've got a couple more. Okay, this one I put a bit more effort into the imagination and the visceral feeling of it. Creamy bacon, smoked salmon, gnocchi toasty.
Oh, hang on. You might be onto something there.
Yeah, you reckon?
One of the best pies I've ever had is a scallop pie in Hobart. So I'm thinking sort of it's got that sort of seafood feel to it.
And
with the gnocchi, I reckon that could work, mate.
A little bit of everything.
I like it.
One last one here. This one's just for the kids, maybe. A cheesy SpaghettiOs and Spam pie.
Oh, look, a classic spaghetti pie, I think that's definitely a winner. The kids would absolutely love it. I do a spaghetti bolognese toasty. I call it the minced Vaughn, and people love that. So I think putting anything like that in a pie would definitely work as well.
You don't think...
You've done well.
We could collab. you don't think the Spam will turn people off?
I don't know. It's funny, but... Spam's actually coming back in vogue a little bit.
Is it really?
There's a lot of high-end chefs that I see that are trying to turn spam into a gourmet dish. So, yeah, I think you're on trend there, Josh.
Well,
he's right up there. The next Ballarat MasterChef is Josh Arthur.
With my spam dish. Yeah, awesome. Yeah. Thanks, Tim, so much for having a chat.
Good on you guys. All the best. And congratulations on Little Esther. And
thank Maddie, you.
I hope your tonsils are doing well or lack of.
Well, yeah, there's no more tonsils there, but it doesn't affect the tasting of toasties. Back. Don't you worry.
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. Good on you guys and good on you, Ballarat. Get out there and support all the local restaurants and cafes this weekend in the Ballarat Pasta Challenge.